would be nice to have that wireless there. Back to you.
Yeah, it's a Pi 5, and it has built-in Wi-Fi, and you can log in and change the settings to be whatever you want for the Wi-Fi. Can't remember which screen it is, but you'll find with the ASL3, it's pretty straightforward for setting up the Wi-Fi. Actually, you'll find that ASL3, even with the most recent build, it's a lot simpler. And you can even reflash a new SD card, and in the installation, you can set in the Wi-Fi parameters and stuff like that. And that's what I've done with a couple of my Pi 5s, is exactly that, and the Pi 4. But yeah, you should be able to set it up, plug it in for 10 or 15 minutes on Ethernet, and you should be away to the races. And that's usually what I try to do, is I try to run most of my stuff on the Ethernet. I think I've got just a couple on Wi-Fi here right now, because of the convenience factor, and that's what I'm using on the one right now, is on the Pi 3D on Wi-Fi, so I can take it in the backyard or whatever, and I also have it same as my hotspot on my phone, so if I want to take
Node
it home
five,
as well.
1, 2, 5, 3, 7, timeout.
I set up my mobile Wi-Fi is the same as my house Wi-Fi, so when I turn it on, it's an easy transition from one to the other. Kind of little trick that Devin told me a few years back, and it works really well. Hey, Randy. Okay, well, we'll catch up with you later on here. I'll be curious to see how that works out for you. And like I said, if you get happy with it, you can let me know how it works. I think I had originally set it up, I think it was with the Elinco microphone. I'm just trying to remember now. And you can just adjust the mic gain with the controls on the back, and you should be away to the races. Yeah, you should be able to essentially plug it into that, let it get a network connection, and turn up the volume on the radio, we'll make a connection, you'll be away to the races. It should be pretty much plug and play for you there, Randy. And I suspect that's what probably happened the first time. It just wasn't long enough time on
Note
the number.
5, 0, 8, 6, 4, time.
Sounds a great idea. I have it same as my home network set up there on Wi-Fi. That way it's easy to transition from your hotspot on your phone or your own home network. So perfect. That's never even thought of that, you know. Simplest things. Always looking for simple things, you tell me. So there you go. That's a good tip there. So, well, I'll probably end up doing eventually, but not right away. But, I don't know what happened. Was that update by itself, something in the update there before you go? Bring in an update without a person knowing that it's updated there? Because I did have it before or after I had this trouble. It was set up for, I think, a couple of days on the network, and it just wasn't able to connect, but yet I could log into it no problem. So, but and I also had port forwarding too for AllStar listed on there. So I don't know. But anyways, I'll figure it out. I think I don't think I should have to send it back to you there. And just give me some time here yet to get some of the other stuff that I have on my queue and I still got to do some work on his node there as well. There's apparently a glitch there with if you want to set up Echolink now on the Davian 13, and I'm not sure if they got a fix for it yet or not, but somehow you were Davian 13. I have two nodes here that I updated, and neither one of the Echolink work on it, so they're both Echo IRLP nodes with that Davian 13. So something simple there as well, it's not working. But it doesn't seem to want to log into the Echolink server, even though the username and password is all correct. So I even emailed Dave on it, and he was kind of stumped. And he was going to look into it there a little bit there, but of course Echolink is not
node 5 0 8 6.
Node 5 1 2 5 3 7. Timeout.
Hey, Randy. Yeah, sorry about that. Obviously not enough sleep that I didn't disconnect properly. Yeah, sorry about that. That's what I had. I don't know what had happened there. Operator senility. Sorry about that. And I'm not sure about the Echolink part of things. I just... For the Echolink, I just find the All-Star solution just seems to work better. And I've actually never installed the Echo IRLP, or activated it, I should say. I think it's installed. You just got to check it off on that. So never played with that part of it. So hopefully they'll be able to get that figured out. I can't remember if you said something else you had asked me about, but... Yeah, she was a late night, so I just only got a couple hours of sleep, so I'm only running on a few pistons here to this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. But, we'll chat a little later, and, I think you can log in and do an update. I'm just trying to think, in the terminal mode, and then you can update the system for the ASL3. Yeah, once you play around with ASL3, you'll find it's actually a pretty easy interface, and what you might want to do if you're going portable, if you have an older, like a Pi 3B, you find that hook that up with the UCI 120. And it's a nice solution for battery operation. It'll consume less energy than the Pi 5. Because that's what I do for my portable stuff, is I use a Pi 3B. And then you can use like ASL3 or for that, you know, whatever your interface is. But that's what I did. For my portable stuff. And in fact, if you have one of those Pi 2Ws, those will also work really good for portable stuff. The battery life will be that much longer. Okay, I better QRT here, and that was 5RJM, the continue later on.
Eight,
sorry again about
six,
the parrot noise. I'm not sure what I was
out.
Doing there.
Oh. Node 5 1 2 5 3 7. Time
out. No worries on that. I think it's more to do with you guys. Five FD, V5 RGM will be clear. 7-3.